Let's turn to Hong Kong, where pro-democracy protests are continuing. Tens of thousands of people are blocking streets, singing, all wanting Beijing to allow a free vote in the election of a new leader in Hong Kong. China has rejected the request. So what's it like on the streets there now? Let's ask Edwin Lee, a photographer and filmmaker. He's in Hong Kong, where it's around 3:26 in the afternoon now. Good afternoon to you, Edwin.
Good morning.
What's it like on the streets there now?
Well, it's swelled up again, the numbers, actually. It had been dwindling during the early hours of the morning, but I think now people are starting to get off work and get off school, and now they're joining in the crowds again. So I'm right now in the financial district of Admiralty, where it's sort of the ground zero of the protest happened on Sunday. And people are kind of camped out on the main road here, Connaught Road, and everybody is kind of just mulling around, I guess, and seeing what's going to happen over the next few days.
What's the mood like amongst people who are protesting?
The mood generally is quite good. I mean, everybody's really kind of supportive of each other. Everyone's kind of passing each other like free food, water, or medicine. There's a running joke among our friends saying that we've never seen Hong Kong people so nice to each other, even though it is quite a desperate time right now. Everybody is kind of chatting to each other. There's a lot of lively debates between people who support it and people who don't support it. But there are what we call the silent majority, the people who are not kind of participating in the protest. They're the kind of ordinary, working Joes who... Some are complaining that, we are blocking the streets, we can't get to work on time, or you're inconveniencing everybody. So, I mean, even the protesters here, they've even left, lots of post-it notes or whatever, apologizing to the people. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but we're fighting for our future. I hope you can sort of cut us some slack.
The issue here, the crux of the issue is that Beijing will not allow... people in Hong Kong select the candidates for the leadership in 2017. They will allow a vote, but they will decide who the candidates are. What has sparked the protests now?
Well, I mean, the root of the problem extends way beyond that. I mean, but you're right. I mean, they kind of compromise, saying, okay, we'll give you universal suffrage. We'll give you one person to vote. These people must be pre-approved by what is called an election committee, which consists of around 1,200 people, who by and large have vested interests in China, whether it's political, commercial, or cultural. So I mean that's our biggest kind of gripe with them already. Okay, you're giving us that, but you're kind of pre-selecting the people for us. It's like if the Irish people had to select the Taoiseach, but. Well, no, you have to choose from a list of people that was selected by this secretive group chosen beforehand. So, it's not full universal suffrage. But the reasons why the numbers have swelled up recently, the past few days, is the number of factors. People who were watching the news, I saw us getting tear gas and pepper spray while we were being, by and large, a very, very civil. Like we were unarmed. We weren't carrying weapons. We weren't smashing the windows or flipping cars or setting things on fire. We're just camped out, we just wanted to engage the Hong Kong government in dialogue and kind of go back to the table and kind of talk with the Chinese, saying this is what we wanted, and a number of things too. I mean, people who are just galvanized from friends who know people who are on the streets who want to go help. And ultimately, the stuff that the world probably saw, the main protest of tear gas was basically that the police had orders to clear the streets before midnight that day on Sunday. That was the crux of it, basically.
All right. Edwin Lee, thank you for speaking to us from Admiralty in Hong Kong.